up and bake.
How long does it take to get it?
Well, it's just the right temperature that you get this milk after it begins to curdle. The right temperature. If you get it too cold, you never will get any butter. But you get it kind of warm. I know my mother used to keep her milk in the churn sitting up close to the fire. Or she couldn't let it get too hot. If it did, it would just sour. You know what I mean? Be too sour. But that milk had to sour before you could make mother milk out of it and get our butter. I'm telling you, that butter was delicious to get it and put it on those potatoes that we roasted on the fire.
I bet it was.
And cooked on that old big home comfort stove.
I'm sure it was. Tell me some more about the kinds of furniture and stuff you had in your house.
Well, as I say, we didn't have very many, there wasn't any closets in those days. They were all called chests, you know. We had put big chests. They called them cedar chests. They call them cedar chests now.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they were trunks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And but we had several chest of drawers. They were built and kind of like a washstand. They were called washstands. They were chest of drawers, but they were called washstands back then. They had a mirror in the top and dresser drawers that was down underneath where you folded your clothes and put in there. But back in the olden days, I was told that that marble that was put on the top of those dressers and chest of drawers, they put that marble in there because they washed their hands back in there. I know you've seen them old Western movies where they washed in that wash pan back there, and they had marble set in there to protect that. And the sofas that we had then, they were about like the word today, but they were called divans back then, you know. And they were made with a roll. The arms was rolled and the backs was rolled. You know what I mean? Then most of them was made all together, but kind of like love seats is now. Well, but they were larger. They were long and larger, and they had high backs to them. Some of them was built up with beautiful tapestry. They were just beautiful. I saw some that was used in this Baltimore House and Gardens up here in North Carolina a few years ago, and I just went wild over them. I told Sue, my daughter-in-law was along with me, and I told her, I said, honey, now those were really real back in my days. They were beautiful furniture, and some of it had been saved, you know, and preserved, and they were just, it was just the most beautiful furniture.
Well, I guess every bit of it was handmade.
Well, I imagine back in the days that my father and mother's mother and father came along, I imagine it was all it was handmade then in the places where they built it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine they built lots of it for the homes, you know, people that was good at carpentry work built a lot of it then.
Well, what was in the bottom of the sofas?
Well, it was cotton and springs.
Uh-huh.
You've seen, I don't know whether you've ever seen any of those old-timey springs. They used to be coils to them.
Uh-huh.
In the bed springs, they were coils in this sofa. And then those coils had layers of cotton on it.
Mm-hmm. And then what was on top of that?
Then the tapestry was on top of that. And then they had this braid-like stuff that they took and put on that, you know, to hold that together. And then the tacks was put in this braid, you know, that went around there.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful.
Oh, I bet it was.
And our bedrooms, as I say, we never did have no Georgia bed, just where they had one post, but I've heard of them.
I'd like to see one of those.